That was Empty Orchestra doing It Gets Better. Before that, we heard the My Dolls doing Six Questions and started the set off with Betty Cooper, formerly known as the Swamp Sisters, doing Leader of the Wolf Pack. Three of the performers that will be playing Saturday night at Smalls as part of the Motor City Specials Detroit Ladies Live. Wanted to mention one more time that tonight at the Arab American National Museum, they are showing a film. It is a documentary film that is going to be later aired on PBS television. It is called The Freedom Riders, and it is about the 1961 struggle to remove Jim Crow laws in the South and the conditions and the struggle that the people went through at that time. And it is kind of relevant. Well, it's Black History Month, but also the fact that in Egypt right now, we are seeing, I guess you could say, democracy at its best or worst. They may by now, this afternoon, have a military coup take over the government, and the people are going to have to deal with that or accept it. So it is interesting to know that the struggle has not stopped from 1961 to today. People are still standing up for rights, and right now we are going to stand up and say hello to Jessica Hernandez, who is in the studio, and we are about to go live on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Are you there? She's not there. I jumped the ball, I think, today. Huh. We still don't have her.
I'm assuming you guys are saying
you are.
Oh! But I can't hear you.
Oh, she can't hear me.
Sorry. Oh, I can hear you now. Okay. I was like, you guys are looking at me, so I think you're talking to me, but I'm not sure.
We want to welcome you to the station.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have you here, and you are going to be involved in a special event that is happening this weekend at Smalls?
Yes, it is.
All right. And again, you are Jessica Hernandez. You are normally, or you also do a performance with a full band, but today you are going to be doing a solo set on our piano.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So today we've got a very special solo acoustic performance from Jessica Hernandez. Usually she's with her band, The Deltas. But today, we've got it here live in our studios. In fact, what would you like to start out with, Jessica?
I will start out playing a song called Tired Oak. It's a new one, actually.
I came into the car. There was tired oak and swinging from the branches with a light. To bear, leave the dead feelings beside the clothes you wear. You got your soul, it's enough to find love. Take on, you're stuck in the middle, and you got yourself between, stuck in the time, you got yourself away. Got yourself between, stuck in the middle of a time you got away. I came into the cold, there was tired oak and swinging from the branches for the lies you sowed, for a heart worth gold. Make a wish to bear, leave the dead feelings beside the clothes you wear. You got your soul, it's enough to find love. Shut it out, I could be stuck in the middle of something. If I could shut it out. I could be stuck in the middle of something. If I could be like a child, I could show you how. I came into the cold. There was tired oak and swinging from the branches were the lies you sowed for a heart worth gold.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Now, I've been hearing about you for a while, about the last year. You've been kind of in the background, hidden away from most people in the Motor City. But now I hear what all the buzz has been going around.
Yeah, we've only been a band for about a little over a year now. So, last September, I guess September of 2009, was my first show. And since then, I've just kept going.
Now, normally, you work with a band called The Deltas.
Yes.
What can you tell me about them?
The Deltas is kind of a fluctuating band. It's sometimes we play as a 4-piece, sometimes we play as a 13-piece.
Wow.
And there's a ton of musicians, and we're all just really close friends. And it's just a really great group of guys that are all really passionate about music, love playing shows. And depending on what show it is, they'll join on if they're available, and if not, then, they'll pass. But we've got accordion, we've got a couple guitarists, we've got drummer, we got a bari sax, alto sax, trombone. Sometimes we have a string section. So I'm just really open. I love having tons of people on stage with me, and I love it feeling like a really big band, and the more the merrier. So, yeah.
Well, that sounds like the kind of thing I really love.
Me too.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a show this Saturday night at Smalls.
Smalls and Hamtramck.
In Hamtramck. What size band will you have there?
There will be 6 of us that night, including myself. Yep.
And now most of them are on the CD. That's the Deltas?
Yes.
That's
yep.
In fact, you could go ahead and give them a shout out since they're not here.
Hi, guys. I think they have school today. So. Wayne State.
Okay, well, we'll have to try and get them in some other time for a full live performance.
I'm sure they were actually bummed that they couldn't make it, but due to their class schedules, we couldn't all get together today. But, we'd love to be back as a full band soon.
Well, we'll see what we can get over summer vacation.
Sounds great.
Okay, but let's get down to more things. In fact, we've got you've got your new record called Weird Looking Women in Too Many Clothes.
Yep. The title came, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was running through a hallway of, I'm not really sure what the building was, maybe an abandoned school, and there was just tons of weird-looking women in too many clothes, and I have really lucid dreams, so I usually wake up after I'm done with, a portion of a dream, and I'll write it down, kind of like stream of consciousness, and I couldn't think of a title for the EP, and nothing really stuck. And I started looking through my journal, and I was reading that dream, and I came across that little phrase, weird-looking woman in too many clothes, and that there was just something about it that I liked. So it stuck.
Well, we like to keep the music prominent here on the Motor Live Drive. Would you like to play something with your band off your new CD?
I would love to.
What would you like to play off that?
Let's play Moonstruck.
Moonstruck?
Change it up a little bit.
Number one.
In fact, what can you tell us about that song?
It's a pretty sassy song, so we'll
sassy.
Have to take a listen.
All right, let's listen to it.
Comfort in the tide.
Wow. You've got a soulful voice. There's nothing forced there. You've really tapped into something. A whole lot going on in that CD song, too.
The whole CD is kind of all over the place, actually.
Woo! That is great. And that's the band you'll have with you when you're on stage at Smalls Saturday night?
Yep, same setup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, who else is playing there with you that night?
I'll let Kevin talk about the bands. He probably knows.
That's right. We haven't mentioned that we have other guests in the house tonight. We have Kevin from Motor City Special.
And hello.
And
Nardo.
Nardo.
Our engineer for Motor City Special is here with us, too.
So there's going to be a big show happening at Smalls. We've been talking about it, but who can you tell us is going to be there?
Well, of course, the wonderful Miss Jessica Hernandez in the Deltas. We're going to have Betty Cooper, who you may know as the Swamp Sisters. We've got a band called Old Empire coming on board, and the Mightalls, and of course, the lovely Rachel May will be playing that night as well.
All right, and what time is this supposed to, the doors opening?
Yeah, the doors are opening at 7. Our first band is going to go on at 8. We also have a host that's going to be telling some funny stories in between sets. Julia Sabota, a.k.a. Citizen Kate. She's a funny gal, and she's real cool. You could look her up and find some funny stuff about her.
Well, that's right. You got to have the ladies.
We do, and she's going to be hosting it. We also have Laura the Boom as our DJ. Laura the Boom, the drummer from Duende, will be spinning vinyl in between sets. Vinyl only, you know. You know how it is with Motor City Special.
That's how Motor City is.
Yeah, that's how we are. So, it's going to be a great show. Really looking forward to it.
Okay.
Now a little bit about Motor City Special.
Sure.
You're a very special record company.
We are. We have shows throughout the Metro Detroit area, local venues, and we showcase 5 bands, and we record them and put them directly to vinyl, no MP3s or CDs, and we make it a special edition project here. It's a lot of fun.
And this is your third CD, isn't it?
No CD, Mr. White.
Excuse me. Oh.
This will be your fourth recording.
Yeah, this show is the Detroit Ladies Live. It's our fourth show. We will be releasing our third volume at this show. And that was recorded live at Northern Lights Lounge in Detroit. And we've got the High Strung and Troy Gregory and the Meltdowns and Half-Life. And we also have some kids from the School of Rock, the Make, the Broadcast, and the Fuss. And it's cool. It's a wild record, and it's a wild green color. And
it is.
They're all special editions, so everyone's a little bit different. And they're very limited, and we sell them to our fans. We're supporting the bands. We're supporting the venues, and the fans are on board, and we love it.
Okay, and they'll be available Saturday night at Smalls?
That's right. That's when we're releasing the third volume and, of course, recording the fourth volume.
Do we have something queued up that we can listen to off the third CD, the green one?
The third record, Margaret? Yes, yeah. We do.
And what is this one? The High Strung.
Yeah, we have the High Strung playing great.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that at 33 RPM?
That is at 33 RPM.
All right.
33 and a third, to be exact.
All right, let's try it.
And what's the name of that song again?
It's called Gravedigger by the High Strung.
Never born.
I want everybody at home to know that there's no studio tricks involved in that song, that Josh was switching mics from one set of stage all the way over the other, okay? Just so that's for the record. Your panning is not faulty on your radio.
His ever idea was to put this beer on stage.
Thank you, that guy.
Thank you.
We can talk to you about a lot of innovative things.
How is everybody feeling this spectacular evening being recorded live? Oh, hey! It's coming out of the live album! Woo! I gotta know one thing. I just want to know if there's any girls out here that like to take a taste of alcohol! All right. The reason this song is getting such a long introduction as opposed to the way we just malcontently threw around in the attic the other tunes. This is part 9 of the Lost Books. I'm pretty sure this is part 9 of My Way. It's not a remake. It's part 9 is the books that they didn't want you to see. But it's a Russian site online and we did the whole thing. And it's a record called Sybil, so it's called Regrets. I've had a few. Hey, Matt Smith, if you're still around, can you sing some backing vocals on us since you recorded on it, please, senor? That Matt Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he played on the recording of this. Woo! Yeah.
were listening to something off the Motor City Special Volume 3. We heard two off that. The last one was Troy Gregory doing Regrets I've Had a Few. And before that, High Strung, Grave Digger. These were all on the CD that was recorded at Northern Lights. We got to go. It's hard to break the habit. Yeah.
LP.
Recorded at Northern Lights on, it was a couple months ago. It takes a couple months for these things to actually get out and released, right? Oh, it happened in October. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, Saturday night you've got one, but what can you tell us about anything?
Well, this one that we just played was our volume 3, our third show at Northern Lights, and this will be available at our show on Saturday. The show on Saturday is the Detroit Ladies Live at Smalls. So, one thing I did want to mention is all our records are pressed at Archer Records. All our materials are from the city or around the city. Our printing gets done around the city.
A Detroit project.
It is a Detroit project. And as a matter of fact, somebody said, you know, you guys could probably get some vinyl cheaper if you go outside. And that's not the point. You know, the point is that we're keeping this all in Detroit and Motor City, and we're capturing the scene that's going on right now, and we're documenting it here and putting it out on a special edition vinyl.
What a great thing you're doing.
Yeah. In fact, that's kind of what we're trying to do with the Motor Live Drive. You got to get what's going on right now, right here
right.
in Detroit.
Yeah, for sure.
In fact, what we've got right here, right now, is Jessica Hernandez. She's been waiting very patiently out in our studio.
I'm having a good time listening to you guys.
All right. Well, you're sitting at our piano.
I sure am.
Well, do you think you might favor us with a song?
I would love to. I'm going to play, the song's called Divorced, and it's about what the song title is, so.
I stood at the altar right by your side. You had all my sympathy for the day. You stood tall above him, had him in chains. Seemed like you loved him truly for the day. Were those tears you cried, tears of joy or sorrow? Did you really love him, and were you just scared to be alone? Ooh. You asked me if I could tell you the truth, if love could last forever for you both. Those tears you cry, tears of joy or sorrow. love him and well, you just can't to be alone. For those tears you cry, tears of joy or sorrow. Did you really love him and well, you just can't to be alone? Did you really need him and are you just scared to be in love?
You can't hear?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay. Oh, well, we were all so quiet in here. That was such a moving song. Do you do your own writing?
I do, yeah. I just started writing about 3 years ago. I've always sang, but up until about 3 years ago, I finally worked up the courage to start writing my own songs and actually teach myself how to play an instrument, and that's when I learned how to play piano and guitar about at that time. And so it's been a really short period of time, I guess, but I feel like it's been building up until I finally got going, and then had a lot of musical creativity that needed to come out.
Well, we're glad you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, in fact, it's a surprise to you've only been playing for 3 years. You're doing very well.
Thank you.
In fact, our sound engineer, Alan Cantino, says you look much too young to know anything about divorce.
It's actually, she'll kill me. She's probably not listening, but it's about it's about a best friend of mine who is actually younger than me, and I'm only 23, but who dealt with divorce really young. So, yeah.
Okay, an unnamed person. So
yes, yeah. I'm and sure we'll we all know way. Plenty of people that have dealt with the same thing. So,
but you're having a big show this Saturday.
I do,
with the Motor City Special.
Very excited about it.
Have you got any more shows coming up in the future?
I do. Yeah. After this show on Saturday in March 26th, we also have a show at the Bakery Loft, which is a space that I run in Mexicantown, Detroit. It's above my family's bakery, which is Mexicantown Bakery.
Oh, yeah?
Over on Verner in Mexicantown, yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that one. It should be a good show.
And you do these every month? You do these?
No, we try and limit the amount of shows that we do there. We do stuff usually quarterly. Lately, we've been picking up a little bit more and adding on a few shows of touring bands that we really like. But we're trying to turn it into our home base for our band, and I've kind of designed the stage around our sound to kind of match it a little bit and have it be more of a theatrical experience. So hopefully there'll be some of that going on in March.
I hope so. I've been hearing about it, but I haven't been there yet. So what more could you tell us about this little space?
Well, it's above the bakery in Mexicantown. It's a we've only done about 5 shows there at this point. We've been bringing in some touring bands that I really love. We had the Growlers in there recently, Dark Dark Dark. We've got a couple other bands coming in pretty soon in February, March. We've got some bands coming in. It's also the home of Detroit Soup. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar.
I'd heard about that. You had one just recently.
Yeah, we just had one this past Sunday, and it was a really great success. It was actually our 1-year anniversary, so it was a great soup. It was more of a, we kind of changed things up a bit. We've been doing it every first Sunday of the month, but for the second year, we've decided it's a lot to take on, so we've decided to do it quarterly, which will be probably less of a workload for all of the people that volunteer to make it happen every month.
Well, in fact, what's the best way to find out about these very special shows?
Probably Facebook would be the best way. You can find us, Jessica Hernandez and Deltas, on Facebook, and actually the Bakery Loft also has a Facebook, and you can check both of those out, and we're constantly updating and letting people know about shows, so you can always check out both of those things.
Okay, well, I'm glad I've recently become a friend.
Yes, me too.
In fact, would you like to try something else off your new record?
Sure, I'd love to.
What would you like to play?
Let's do Face Off.
That'd be
number 2.
All right. And anything you want to tell us about that song?
Face Off is a very lighthearted, easygoing song, which is not like most of my other. I feel like most of the songs on, especially the LP that'll be coming out within the next few months, has a little bit darker of an undertone. So this EP has a couple really upbeat songs like Face Off and In the City, just like happier, feel good songs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas.
Never happens at all, it's a shame. We're so scared to fall, like we hold fast to the things we didn't want. We're so filled with doubt that our paradise is figured out. All found wanting things we never had at all. To our homes, we're all so scared to fall. But oh, I got a feeling.
That's off your new record. And what's the name of that record again?
Oh. Oh.
There we go. Now we got you up.
Oh, Weird Looking Women and Too Many Clothes.
Oh.
That's one you can't forget.
Well, in fact, you've got a big show coming up this Saturday for Motor City Special.
Yep.
The Detroit Ladies Live. In fact, Margaret, who else is playing that show?
Oh, goodness. Betty Cooper is going to be there, formerly the Swamp Sisters. Old Empire, the Nidals, and Rachel May.
That's so right. Don't forget about her. In fact, Jessica, what time do you think you're going on?
I believe we're going on at 11. Yeah.
Is that about right, Kevin?
That sounds about right, right?
The Swamp Sisters are closing it out.
Yes. The Betty Cooper is closing out the show. We Jessica and in the Delta should be going on around
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a tentative schedule for the rest of the show?
Well, you know how that goes.
Well, live shows are always
just be there at 7.
Yeah. Doors open at 7, and there'll be something going on all night, and it will be interesting all night.
Yeah, we were at your show at the Northern Lights, and you guys change over between bands pretty quick. And
yep.
it's quite an experience to be there and know that you were there to see something recorded live and maybe cough or cheer or join
right.
in.
You're
listen
in.
For yourself.
Be on a record. Come on to our show.
That's right. And anytime you've got five bands on one night, that's a big show. That's a,
well, that's what I have Nardo here for.
It's a lot of fun.
He knows how to handle that. But yeah, we make sure we're having a lot of fun too. And that's why doors open at 7 and we go all night because it's a party and we're not rushing anybody along. The bands play their sets and we have we're going to have a little bit of fun in between sets too with Julia Sabota and our DJ Laura the Boom.
Yeah, it always is a festive show.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And all it's right. Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So how appropriate to have the Detroit Ladies live on Valentine's weekend.
I've been promoting it as a Valentine's date spot, so.
Perfect.
Okay. It is.
It is.
You've got to take care of those ladies for Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, lovely ladies, for sure.
All right, Kevin, what could you tell us about the Motor City Special Records?
Well, we're gonna play a song here by a band that kind of inspired this a little bit. Duende, they're good friends of ours, and Jeff Howlett wrote a song called Boss Radio, and it's about CKLW.
Awesome song.
Yeah, it's an awesome song. Awesome Boss Radio. And that's kind of it's about CKLW and the influence that CKLW had really on rock and roll. Not just local rock. If you look at that story, it goes deep, and that was kind of the inspiration for maybe putting out a record that had a lot to do with the Motor City sound of that kind of era. And I ran it by my partner Kirk, who runs Motor City Blog, and it caught fire when he got a hold of it because he loved the idea and ran with it. And he's a good promoter and. Motor City Blog is supporting all the bands and all the venues around town, so perfect fit. So, but we have a song. We actually have the song. It's not this song's on our first live record, Boss Radio. But we actually have the studio version of Duende doing Boss Radio here.
That's right, on their LP.
On their EP. Yep, it is their EP that is Way In Is Out, which I should know that. Yep. Good friends of ours, Duende.
Oh, us too. So.
Yeah, great folks.
All right, are you ready to let it go?
Do it.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Monday doing Boss Radio.
That's right.
Recorded at the Motor City Special. Actually, this was a studio version of something that is on their Volume 1.
That's right. It is on our Volume 1 that was recorded on May 8th at the Jazz Cafe in the Music Hall, Detroit. And, Duende, they're good friends of ours. It's Jeff Howitt and Laura Willem and Jelly Roll Joel and Scott Sanford and actually Dustin Leslie was guest starring on that on the keys on that on the organ on that version. So great version, great friends inspired this whole deal.
Okay. So this Saturday night you're going to be celebrating the release of your third album on vinyl, and you're also going to be recording your fourth, the Detroit Ladies.
Yep, live. Detroit Ladies Live. Yeah, we're recording that, and we're gonna press that on special edition red vinyl records too for
red vinyl.
Red vinyl records. Right. You know, it's pretty cool. They're special.
And it's gonna be at Smalls, which is a great venue. I was at the one that they had at Northern Lights, and that's kind of a nightclub environment where people were sitting most of the night, and it got late before people got up and started interacting with the music.
Right.
But at Smalls, it's a standing room only crowd, and it's or standing has to be, I guess, because there's no chairs in the room.
Well,
but it inspires you to actually move with the music and get more involved, which is what I like about Smalls.
That's right, and the bar room is in another room itself.
Right.
Right. So if people want to sit at the bar and talk, they don't interfere with the music.
Right.
And it's a great venue, and it's in Hamtramck. And it's happening Saturday night.
Right. Yep. Detroit Ladies Live.
But Detroit Ladies Live.
But we have a Detroit lady right here live in our studio. So let's bring Jessica Hernandez back here.
Hello.
Yeah. In fact, what would you like
to... You've been so patient sitting out there. What's going on?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
Fact, we've got a couple of minutes left here. So what would you like to play for us today?
This is a new song that actually doesn't have a title yet. So
wow.
You can just put new song if you want to put it up on the web.
Well,
but
in fact, people can call us up right here and suggest the name of a song for this.
Oh, yeah, if they want to. Sure, I'm open for suggestions. I've actually, not many people know this, but a few of my songs are named after Nicolas Cage movies because I actually don't like him very much, but...
Well, can you tell us what the song is about if you don't have a title for it, so we can start coming up with some ideas for names?
It is. It's about friendship and jealousy, and kind of dealing with the struggles that you deal with in other people and realizing them in yourself.
All right. Well,
interesting.
Well, we'll just have to see what we think about the song. Take it away, Jessica.
Your friend anymore. She said while sneaking out the bedroom door, I'm crazy about the woman that is me. She'd pick your pocket in a second or two if you gave her a minute with you to love that kind of woman. There's a fee. Your fault anymore for giving up on what you thought was true. We all just seem to crumble when we lose. But she should have figured out the people were crawling under. Fell out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. Well, she should have figured out the people were crawling under. Touch with the thing that was crawling on her. Lie out your dreams to be seen. Are you really where you thought you'd be? Your riches ain't got nothing on your queen. Make a new name for yourself. Thinking maybe that somehow it helps. Screaming, ooh, that bad, bad woman will be me. But it ain't your fault anymore for giving up on what you thought was. we all just seem to crumble when we lose. But she should have figured out the people were crawling under. They'll out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. She should have figured out the people were crawling under. They'll out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. Waiting on a number to be called. Etched on the hands was a simpler plan, but it made no sense at all. Well, she should have figured out the people were waiting on a number to be called. Etched on the hands was a simpler plan, but it made no sense at all. Well, she should have figured out the people were waiting on a number to be called. Etched on the hands was a simpler plan, but it made no sense at all. Well, she should have figured out the people were crawling under. They'll out of touch with the thing that was crawling under. She should have figured out the people were crawling under.
Thank you. Going live.
All right. Jessica Hernandez right here in our live drive at 5 Studios. You're not hearing
you
anything
hear
there?
Again?
You're not getting us?
No, I can hear
you
now.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're getting us now. But that sounded so nice.
Thank you.
And you don't have a title yet.
Nope.
Okay. We'll see what we can think of for you.
Yeah, come up with something.
In fact, if people listen to this on the podcast, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can contact us or find us on jessicahernandez.net. Or if you search us on Facebook, it's Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. And we also have a MySpace. It's myspace.com/ J. Hernandez Music, but music is actually spelled M-U-S-I-C-K. It's really confusing.
Okay.
If you search us, Google us, and you'll find it.
Okay. That'll be a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have anything available other than your brand new CD?
Actually, no. Right now, that's our first EP that we've released, and that's the first thing that we have available for purchase, and our LP won't be coming out until the summer probably. But you can find our LP or our EP available on Bandcamp, and we also have it at all of our shows. We'll have it this Saturday available for purchase, so everyone can check that out and check out the vinyl, and sure we'll have some T-shirts, and there'll be lots of fun things there.
And you can come out and meet Jessica Hernandez.
Yes, you can.
Could we get one more song?
Yeah. Sounds great.
What do you think you'd like for us?
I will do a neck tattoo. Or do you want to do one on there?
No, you go ahead.
Okay.
You said you'd give us four, so I want to make sure I get it out of you.
All right. I'm getting used to this piano. It's weird playing someone else's piano that you've never played before.
You're doing a fine job.
Thank you, guys. The song is called Neck Tattoo.
Trying to change, quietly rearrange, but we're bound to what we were before. So we're hiding in bars, cause it's all that is ours, and the blame ain't placed on us no more. All been living life, we're lawless, in a place that only makes you second guess. Guilt-sick, stricken, like we're helpless, for wanted bigger things just like the rest. Tattoo our necks and we start to regret. We say we feel like hell. teenage dream, a search life, a pussy, and as far as I can tell, we're singing, oh, 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 you know they're gonna wish us well. Steps we take, waiting for rain to turn to gold. And we're climbing on trees just to see what they see, 'cause it can't be true what we've been told. I've been living like we're lawless, in a place that only makes you second guess. Guilty stricken like we're helpless, for wanting bigger things just like the rest. Yeah, we wanted bigger things just like the rest. Act like we're sleeping, 'cause you know when you're dreaming everything goes well. Make believe it's working, that it all is worth it, and they know, hey, 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 we're singing, oh, 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 you know they're gonna wish us well. Oh, 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 you know they're gonna wish us well. Said that you want it, you know you're gonna get it, you know they're gonna wish us well. Said that you want it, you know you're gonna get it, you know they're gonna wish us well.
That was nice.
Thank you so much.
That sounded so sweet. But I guess that's why they're having you on the Motus and the Detroit Ladies Live.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that they asked me to play. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be great, and it's always fun to play a show that's jam-packed with other women that you admire as musicians. It's really fun.
All right, and Kevin, what last rundown of everything about Motor City Special?
Of course, Motor City Special, Detroit Ladies Live, and Hamtramck at Smalls, the fantastic Jessica Hernandez, who we've been hearing here, is going to be playing. We also have Betty Cooper. We have the Old Empire, the Mightalls, and the lovely Rachel May will be playing. Of course, Julia Sabota and DJ Laura the Boom. That's this Saturday. It's going to be fantastic.
All right.
Why don't we get one last thing from Jessica Hernandez off her new EP.
And I want to thank Nardo and Kevin for coming today and bringing the CD down, and definitely thanking Jessica for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
And wish you the best. My goodness, it's an amazing CD. What is it again? Weird-looking women with too many clothes?
Yep.
We're going to listen to, what is it?
Gone in 2 Seconds.
And this will close out the show on WHFR Dearborn.
Frustration. Your hands are callous, but it's hard to believe that there's a working bone inside that body. If time stops from passing you, your wish was read. No use to make excuses about your dead ends. Maybe we go down, maybe we fall back. I'm going down, down, down. Maybe we go down, maybe we fall back. I'm going down, I'm going down. Down.